Welcome to AI Insider, the podcast that cuts through the noise to bring you what's real, what's next, and what's actually working in the world of artificial intelligence. I'm Serafina.
Right.
I'm Stokes. And this week, we're looking at a fundamental power shift. The AI industry is growing up, and fast.
And I'm Jason. And later in the show, I'll give you a few hidden tricks that turn your AI from, you know, a simple chatbot into a personal powerhouse. So stick around.
All right, let's start with the earthquake that just shook the tech world. Stokes, tell us about OpenAI's latest move.
It's a tectonic shift, Serafina. OpenAI is making a $10 billion bet with Broadcom to design its own AI accelerator chips. I mean, to put it simply, they're tired of waiting in line for NVIDIA's GPUs.
And paying a premium for them. This is their declaration of independence.
It's like a master chef deciding to grow their own ingredients. They're not just cooking the meal anymore.
Right.
They want to control everything from the seed to the plate. It gives them total control over the flavor.
And Microsoft is right there with them, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They just unveiled their own in-house models, MAI-1 and MAI-Voice-1, signaling a quiet divorce from relying solely on OpenAI's tech. So what does this chip war actually mean for the rest of us?
I mean, in the short term, not much. But in the long term, it could mean everything. By creating chips optimized for their specific software,
Okay. They
can make their AI services much, much faster and more efficient. And that translates to cheaper, more powerful, and more accessible AI for all of us.
Wow. The race for AI dominance is officially a hardware race now. But, look, having the world's best hardware is pointless if you don't know what to do with it. An MIT report just dropped a bomb.
Oh?
Finding that a staggering 95% of corporate generative AI pilots are failing to deliver results.
That's a sobering statistic. It just shows the massive gap between having a powerful tool and having a winning strategy. So where is it actually working?
Well, it's working where the problems are specific. And the data is good. Let's talk about healthcare. Researchers at West Virginia University built an AI that can detect signs of heart failure.
Really?
Yeah, from a simple, low-tech ECG. I mean, think about that. It's bringing top-tier diagnostics to rural communities that might not have access to a cardiologist.
That's AI with a real human impact. Not just optimizing ads, but potentially saving lives. What else is out there?
There's a new AI model. It's called VAC-SEER. In a retrospective study, it outperformed the World Health Organization's recommendations.
Wow. For picking flu vaccine strains. It's not about replacing the experts.
Right.
It's about giving them a powerful new tool to improve accuracy. It's a perfect example of successful implementation, a focused problem with a clear metric for success.
It's the difference between saying, hey, AI, solve my business, and hey, AI, analyze these 30,000 documents and flag any compliance risks. One fails, the other saves a company like JP Morgan 360,000 hours of work. Okay, so this is all fascinating, but I want to give our listeners something they can use the second this episode ends. Most people are still using ChatGPT like it's a fancy Google search.
Yeah.
But it has hidden superpowers.
We love superpowers. Go on, Jason.
So the biggest one on the horizon is this feature called Operator. Imagine you're browsing the web. Instead of just asking ChatGPT for a recipe, you tell it, find me a 30-minute chicken recipe.
Okay.
And add all the ingredients to my grocery delivery cart. Operator then takes over your browser and actually does it for you.
So it's an action-oriented agent then, not just a knowledge engine. That's a significant leap. It bridges that gap between knowing and doing.
Exactly. And for something you can try today, screen sharing on the mobile app. If you're ever stuck trying to configure something on your phone, you can start a video call with ChatGPT, share your screen.
Wow.
And it will literally see what you're seeing and guide you step by step. It's like having your own personal IT support 24/7.
That's brilliant. So it turns the AI from a detached brain into a collaborative partner sitting right next to you. It's really about empowering everyone, no matter their technical skill. So from billion-dollar chip wars to life-saving medical tools and productivity tricks you can use on your phone, It's clear AI is no longer on the horizon. It's here, and it's reshaping our world.
Serafina, I don't know, is bright. Stokes, Sharon, is informative. Jason, Puck, is upbeat. The key is strategy. The tech is powerful, but only when it's aimed at the right problem.
So go on, get out there and try one of these tricks. Stop just asking questions and start giving commands. See what happens.
As we close out, we want to leave you with a question to ponder. As AI moves from just providing information to taking action on our behalf, what is the first tedious task you would hand over? And what's the one task you would never let it do for you?